or a study of all the problems that come up with a community, such as pollution of the water. I shouldn't say that about the water.
No. I checked closely to see if there's any pollution. We haven't found any thus far. Don't get nervous.
No.
You can take your time. Yeah. He don't have. Yeah. If he wants you to talk, you can take your time. Yeah. If he don't, then just screw him. You see. No, don't do that. So I study for plant funguses, and we work in our little laboratory back there. Get to kind of rehearse a few things that you say. That's thing. People who have tension of speech, which I used to have, stuttering, you got to be sure you take it easy, you know. I'd study an answer for any kind of damn thing that you think they might ask you. Okay, biologist?
Yes.
Thank you. You may pass. I think we have fairly well covered that. Now, the rest of you. With the law, I wouldn't say I was on my way to jail necessarily. I was doing things I shouldn't, but here I wouldn't do anything for nothing. I'm happy, peaceful, but I think we better have a similar approach to Guyana. Sure, hell. That makes this community that much more of a model, don't you think? Hell, they got problems with crime in this country. They want us to take some of their criminals, but they don't expect to do it right now. How many hours a day do you work? I'll have to go on to...
You don't have to work any hours, but you can put in...
You mean a young person? The ordinary people don't work?
You can put in hours in areas, you know, that you want to. Like, I take on, like, lab, and I also have an interest in agriculture.
No, but watch. Say, seniors don't have to do any work at all. They're not required. But others, we work an eight-hour day. Sometimes we've had cases when the harvest was getting in, we'd work extra, but we get the time off later. You see what I'm saying? The children work?
No, they don't.
I'd say they do if they want to. A lot of them like to do things to learn about nature and planting. But it's a part of their classroom activity. It's a training program. It's not work in the sense of hard labor. It's to learn how to do things, learn how plant grows, and to go out for work study to see the equipment with under safety guidance with safety with their teachers. Does everybody work in the fields?
No, the seniors take on things like knitting and making rugs and quilts and things.
Does everybody else work in the fields?
No, they don't have to.
I see, but a lot of folk like to.
How many hours do they work?
It's maximum is 8 hours. They put them in on their
own. Okay, now. I'd say a lot of people like the fields. It's so fulfilling. I don't think we should shun the fields. I like it out in the field. I prefer it, frankly, to anything I know. But I don't have to. You're not made to do so. You go before counseling and you make your work selection, and we've had no problem of people having to do work they don't want to do.
Because there's so many different departments, and you should be able to name them.
A number of things that will help Guyana be self-sufficient. Because that's what we want to do. We don't want to be a burden here. We want to be a help. And we help make cassava. They need cassava. And so we're planting the cassava. And now we're working on charcoal. So one of our young men's in town right now. He is, Amando. Learning the arts from the government on how to make charcoal. Because they've got a good trade agreement with Norway and Sweden to buy a lot of charcoal. You got that? Huh? I hope some of you have. Yes, what is it, son?
Also, I think we got to bring out about us free medical care to the Guyanese.
Indeed, we should say we give free medical care to Guyanese. And we even have a medical team that goes into the community around us, our neighbors in Port Kaituma and other places. Do you copy? Oh, Jesus, I hope I don't say you copy every time I talk to somebody. Okay, Pastor. Do you people hunt here?
Yes, we do.
What, how do you hunt?
Bows and arrows.
What?
Bows and arrows.
Don't laugh about it. So we use bows and arrows. We got some very good bow. Well, one of our teachers, one of our principals, very good with the bow and arrow. We said we don't get enough time for hunting because we're raising our own chickens and we're raising our own pigs and cattle and fish. We do some fishing, but later we hope to do some hunting. And we got a chap over here that knows how to. He's trained several people how to use the bow and arrow. And then what? And we're trying to learn from our Amerindian neighbors more about how they hunt. Okay. Is that all you have, just bows and arrows?
Yes, small things like slingshots and small things, but we don't have any weapons here.
Don't volunteer it unless they ask you. You ended it just right, with slingshots and so forth. So what do you use slingshots for? Well, somebody play with them out away from the public, way out in the community. Let people just play. They like. Did you ever like to use a slingshot?
Yes.
I mean, you can ask the person, you know. Okay, next. Now, let's get down to news. Shift, please. By the way, you don't know of any bedwetters? Buddhism. Some of the hardest work, Jim Jones will do just the hardest work that anybody else will. In fact, he likes it. He don't like office work. He likes to get out and, like the other day, unload a wagon of wood. You understand? He likes that. Well, they'll ask you point blank, are you socialist? Surely I believe in this communal type of living. I believe in a cooperative lifestyle. I believe in a nonviolent socialism. That's a, you answer it in various ways. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, you may be seated. You have holidays off? Yes. Weekends? Yes. We honor the Guyanese national holidays.
Do you want to say that we don't see our lifestyle as the answer for all systems, but it works for us, and we hope that it might inspire others?
Say, some people need this kind of lifestyle. I did. And we'd like to see more of it done in USA because it's an alternate. It's an alternative society. Some people can't make it in the big cities. And in a lot of agricultural areas like Montana and places like that, it would be wonderful if they did this type of thing. But we didn't find it convenient to do so there because we couldn't afford the cost of the land. You understand? Here, if you produce the land, you can have lease for as long as you produce the land. You have a 100-year lease. You understand? How many acres? Say, well, right now we have 3,800 acres, which can be... Follow what I'm saying? Because everybody in the United States these days begin to wonder if there's not going to be concentration camps or nuclear war. You hear what I'm saying? Please. Tell how you licked the fly problem, and most part we got the mosquitoes down, so you should have seen how it was before we developed it. We all got with the fly swatters in our insecticide department. We've done a tremendous job. So you can see how we've done with mosquitoes here compared to in Georgetown. Suckers has to go through Georgetown. He's going to know damn well there's a difference. How many knows the difference in those mosquitoes when you got here? They got bit like hell. They said, just going outside the community. They said, just take a walk down the road, and you'll see how well we've controlled mosquitoes. Just take a walk down the road. Because those folks got bit just going down to the train today. Bit like hell. You don't appreciate what we've done here and the miracle of protection that's here, but we don't talk about that. Do you have church services? No. Everyone can practice their own form of religion. That's not important here. Any long sermons? Absolutely. We don't have any sermons at all. What kind of games? Chess, dominoes, so forth and so on. Not crowded? No. So, but I don't see many houses. Well, some people live off in secluded areas. Say, where are they? You go ask them. That's why they live in secluded areas. say like who? Then you can point him to Tom Keiss. Well, one of the best men in construction, Tom Keiss. He's building a place way out in the cathedral, which he gets. You say, what's that? Well, that's a beautiful place. Looks like a cathedral in the jungle. It's way down that way. Say, it's way down there. I've only been there once. I don't know just how to get there, but he does. That is. All right. Now, I think that is down, unfortunately, for the rest of you. To news. Now, open to the public. He was set up hoping and funded and equipped with your tax dollars, my tax dollars, ever since we've been working our asses off. We were supporting Adolf Hitler, hoping that he would stop the socialist revolution in Russia. But he kind of got hungrier than they counted on. And he was very suspicious of the Jews that were in the capitalist system of Britain and USA. He didn't like Jews. He thought they were, he was bigoted. He was race crazy. And so he expanded too much and forced the arm. The USA couldn't let him take over everything, so they had to get in the war. But they let Russia take most of the battle, didn't they? I wonder how much history will later show conniving went on, because the major battle wasn't against England. Never. He didn't invade England. It was driving into Russia to destroy Russia. There's where the battle had to be won. And it wasn't until U.S. really stepped up their interest in Europe until the Russians had shown by God that they were going to stop him there. That's a horrifying fact. 22 million lives, all their agriculture, all their industrial factories, back where they were to start with. And yet today they have free medicine and only pay $3, 3 cents of their dollar on rent. Free health, free drugs, free education. All that amazing. It shows the superiority of socialism. Whatever differences you have with the Soviet Union, whatever differences you have with China, it shows the superiority. And they have underground shelters for their people to protect them from what is a reality, according to most scientists, a nuclear war that could happen any time. And USA has none. Get that in your brain. It was right there before your eyes to see. They said the Russians raped, but you saw no Russian kicking any citizen. You saw no Russian doing any act of violence, did you? And believe me, if they'd had one, they'd have sure as hell showed it, wouldn't they? Who did you see doing the acts of violence? U.S. soldiers whipping with switches and kicking people in the butt and beating them and throwing a rock that hit a man up the side of the head and he staggered. And then I thought the most atrocious, a woman had one loaf of bread and he threw that loaf of bread out of her hands and slapped her, and then she came back and he shoved her back again. He humiliated a little old man, made him empty everything in his pockets. Yes, and then all those boys, U.S., Russian, all the European millions died for Rockefeller and Krupp and all those great industries, and none of those warmongers ever went to jail. Who do we have to sit there and listen to last night talking about Adolf Hitler? Speer, who's the head of the armaments industry of Hitler's Germany. Now he's going to talk how bad Hitler was. Why didn't he do something while Hitler was doing all this shit? No real bad portrayal. Did you hear anything bad about Adolf Hitler, really? He kissed Eva Braun, and he spoke, he wanted us to go away to the South, go over to the USA. Why? Because he said, that's the new man, capitalism. That's where the new emerging man, I haven't succeeded, but go there. Don't let the Russians catch you. Then it tells how Goebbels has to kill his family. But you don't hear anything really bad about Hitler, who killed 7 million people. He kissed Eva on her lips, and for the first time the secretary said he raised his voice only to get them to leave the bunker, and he didn't want his wife to come, wanted her to leave, even though his eyes were pleased as she came. But we hear about raping of women and all kinds of bullshit about Russians, And yet the same thing before, the U.S. tries to show Hitler's Germany using that same kind of lie, and that's how brainwashed the American people is. They heard these German women crying about how Russians and Poles and everybody else but German were raping their women and killing their babies. And they turn around and pull the same job on the American people, and they didn't recognize it. You see what I'm saying? We have been brainwashed. Don't take much to brainwash us. What hurts me more than anything is how stupid the American public has become, because they can shove anything past them. They won't see it. All right, you did a good job there, comrade. Nix, I must quit talking now, so we'll move fast. What did you get in the news?
Candace Ingram, I got out of Guinea-Bissau, the Portuguese colony, that Premier Francisco Mendes, known to his people as Chico Tay, he was...
Board. That last part of the statement, that's something for them to learn. Next.
Rita Dennis, and the thing about...
The U.S. is training 14,000 missionaries of all arts and torture to go to Rhodesia and fight. I mean, mercenaries.
Yes, actually 4,000 some hundred of them, 4,300 that are U.S. There's so many that are West German who are the inheritors, proudly, they say, of Hitler's Third Reich. And British, I guess, have got them in there, in French, too. And the Zimbabweans are in conflict with them now. They tortured 6 youngsters, took them out of school, tortured them and castrated them, trying to get them to tell where their parents were, where the fighting forces of the Liberation Front was. And those 6 brave children did not give a word and died, tortured, without giving them a word. Because the reason they know, if they knew where they were, and no one found their unit, they did not talk. Now that's something that our children and our seniors and we all as adults here should think about. 6 black school children stood up against the racist pressure of torture and death and did not talk. Yes.
I remember about Burnham saying that he thought it was a waste that in the fields grass would be planted where food could be planted. And he also said that he mentioned that the rich people would have to now give up their land, or else it'd be taken away. And he also said that Guyanese were brainwashed in a way with U.S. commodity. You know, he mentioned that.
We need to know how he thinks all the time. Yes.
For instance, he said that the black-eyed pea was better tasting than the split pea, and he said that our mangoes here are better than apples, and that we should substitute our own goods for. We should learn to enjoy our own goods.
Apparently, the conspiracies reached even to a judge. By the way, here, you know, the judge was handling a custody case, a situation like John, and the judge today went to court after 7 months not deciding it. And refused to decide it, said he was getting pressure from the United States. The undertone, they thought, was that we were doing it, showing our enemies are so evil that they will even threaten a judge. But it was turned over to a judge who has been to our house to dine many times, so I don't know what that'll do. He's been very, very friendly to us, but that's an interesting development. I thought that maybe the lawyers had not heard. It's an interesting development. He just refused. He said he cannot make a decision on the case. You know any rationale behind it? That certainly did not particularly help the adversaries, because we're back to stage one and it all begins over again for review by another lawyer, by another judge. However, we were told that the arrest order had no effect. Now, do you know what kind of rationale there would be behind that? You might tell me. Let me go ahead. Next, that's fine.
I can elaborate on the movie Uptight.
Uptight, yes, it should be.
Tank Williams sold out his brother Johnny Wills for $1,000.
$1,000.
And he went to a bar and splurged all that money.
When he was acting like he's going to help his girlfriend with her children.
Yes. And there were 4 mistakes that the group made. First of all, they shouldn't have rejected Tank Williams.
I mean, listen to this. This is something you ought to know, because someday you may have to struggle for a revolution someplace. You may have missions that will carry around the world. Listen.
Second, they shouldn't have had him gone out freely with all the information. And thirdly, they shouldn't have made plans in front of him. And fourth,
Joe, do you want to help her there?
So black chauvinism and sadomasochism, and then it also showed sentimentality in the film.
Yes, it said revenge too. You revenge your enemy. You don't revenge your enemy. You get justice, but you're not personal vengeance is not a socialist principle, is it? You try to defeat class enemies. Just because someone hurt you, and I wanted our children to be taught that. Beautiful child here who's very intelligent said, I'd like to go back to the United States to get people who made fun of me when I was in school. Not a good reason. You understand what I'm saying? Not a good reason. Okay, next, please.
The news that I picked up is that the city...
Where'd Patty get gone to? Thank you, dear. I got a hell of a question for you, Patty. No. What's that? Go ahead. I knew she was bringing up the tail end there. Let's go.
That the city bus workers make more money than the police and sergeants do.
Sergeants and lieutenants in Memphis, Tennessee. However, the police have been given a court order to go to work. Now, if that had been a black group of people, they'd already been in jail. But in Memphis, the police can get by with it. But it'll be an interesting thing to see what will happen if these police keep on that road. Will the governor of Memphis order the National Guard to fire on them? Make them go back to work? It'll be interesting. I doubt it. It'll sure have to be dangerous. What? They did. They took their guns off of them, the ones they found. But there's some of them that didn't have their guns with them. They took all their badges and guns off of them. So you may get local police against the army in USA, which could cause some divisions, won't stop nuclear war, won't stop what they'll do to black people, but it would be an interesting diversion and pressure off of our people that might save them to get out of here more quickly. We're going to get them out. We're going to, all for one for all, right? Thank you. Next.
I've been at the boat, but you told us to watch the movie Uptight, and I can explain some more reasons that she missed.
Mm-hmm.
The organization, they lacked one purpose of letting a white man get in the organization because they thought it was the wrong time, and when this white guy knew things that could have helped him, and it was a racist thing, and they also threw out Tank without, they should have kept Tank in the movement because of... he knew a lot of information that could have gave the organization away, which he gave up his own brother because of just some money. And the reason he wanted the money is because of his the lady that he was staying with. Tank kicked out the welfare man, and so she ended up with nothing, and Tank couldn't get her nothing because he was always drunk or spent money on to get drunk. And
as our senior said here, with 78 years, that the Algerians would have done something. They'd have had all their drunks taken care of. No revolutionary should have been dealing with an alcoholic in the first place. Not in the first place. They shouldn't have even tried to deal with him. Do you agree with that? Then they wouldn't have had to reject him. You don't start working with him in the first place. An alcoholic is not dependable unless he recognizes he's a drunk and hits the wagon, and you watch him several months and years to see that he's on the wagon. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Now I'm requiring only this news that I told you, that you will be able to know how to answer the people. It's in this news. So the tape will be played. This tape must be, that's all, Tuesday. That's all that you'll be held responsible for. Plus the doctrine of three worlds, which is going to maybe change the destiny of mankind. China believes in World War I, Soviet Union, and USA. Main enemy, they say, is USSR, because it's gaining more power than USA, because USA has been shown to be a paper tiger in Southeast Asia. Second world is all the European capitalist nations, and the third world is China and the underdeveloped nations. And since 1959, based on a philosophy that nuclear war is bound to come,
Now China's prime minister says within a year. Okay, you have this tape, and that's all you've got to study. Anybody that studies more will be free, and this next test passes, you'll be free from the next test. You understand what I'm saying? That'll give you freedom that week to do things you want to do. If you get excellence by passing all the other news I give, you hear what I'm saying? But all you have to do to pass, to keep from extra classes, is to get the night's tape. All right.
What
so
I know,
be sure to keep that separate.
What I know is that Rhodesia and South Africa attacked Mozambique, and they used U.S. planes hoping that Mozambique would retaliate so that they could move in NATO troops.
One of the most terrible acts of brutality that U.S. showed was that they lifted the ban of arms against Rhodesia just about when the black people were about to get free. When the government was falling, that was illegal. Even when Bishop Muzawewa rejected the government now, and is pulling out himself. Yet, U.S. capitalism, shows its true nature by starting to give aid in these last hours. All on the surface, but all along they've been giving assistance. Thank you.
News first.
Yes.
Bagan said that he would go down on the dust of nuclear war before we give in, that the treaty was already signed, and the United States exploded the Hiroshima bomb to show their powers to Russia, that it hasn't been 200 years since black babies were used as bait in Florida to catch alligator.
Yes, that's true.
That
they were used as bait, that's right.
That
black babies
today
in Florida to catch alligators. That's the truth, my dear.
And today they found the remnants of this whatever causes this Legionnaire's disease in air conditioners and three
people. Indiana University, right.
And that present...
Three are dead and 19 lingering near death.
And that in the movie last night that they showed the Russians and the Americans shaking hands at the very end of the bombing of Dresden. And that... That President Carter, who was once a progressive, is going completely right on this capital gains. It was voted about the bill on the capital gains today.
Mm-hmm.
And...
He took a right-wing stand for capital gains tax. No. He took a left-wing. That's right?
You're right.
Getting confused this late hour. He took a right-wing stand on gas deregulation, the utilities being deregulated, their prices being allowed to be deregulated. And two congressmen claim they'll go on filibuster, Mensenbaum, and where's Mensenbaum from? Ohio. Oh, he's liberal, yes, that fits my mind. And Abrazek, who is a Lebanese, who's very left, as senators go. But Carter wants the public utilities to be allowed to get all the increase of prices they want. He wants to take off the price limitations, which is outrageous with the cost of living like it is. The Congress is going against him there, but he is going against the will of the people on... he's going for the will of the people. Well, what the hell is it now? I got that damn thing all fucked up, I think. On one side, he's on the wrong side of the question. Yes, he's for deregulation. That makes him wrong. That makes him on the side of capitalism. He doesn't want to regulate big corporations' prices, utilities. But in the matter of capital gains, he says that the tax burden has got to be taken off of the middle class and the poor class, and more capital gains. But not only that, the Congress is going to make him go further. He made a compromise, but the Congress wants to make it go further until there be no capital gain. That means U.S. corporations have an open carte blanche, open day, to take all the profit they want to and put the burden on the little man. Important decision. Thank you.
We can't sell any damn sheets. And I need some more watches real bad for all the new people.
Yes, new watches, yes. Watches and things like that can be sold. All right, shift, please. About appreciation. Long since. But I do see success in the community. But still, it's very hard because I'm quite tired going through some of the physical things I am. But I'll be around to be that friend that will not desert you for a long time. Okay, shift, please, as we continue on. There was somebody that said... But we may
stitch in time, you know, might save us nine. Be seated, please. To those who are looking upon, because we got to build a model. We got to give people hope in Black America. There's no hope. Anything with all of our faults is better here than there, and we want some of them to come. And that's why we've just got to see a good story goes out, because they got no place to go to but to be blown up to smithereens. You understand what I'm saying? And how many know that from their heart of hearts that this is by far better than anything you've seen in the States? Okay, then those that don't, you should be where she is telling things that are wrong. We want to improve it, and I don't know exactly what are they accusing them of. One time offense, or is it several time offenses?
It's been leading up to that. I should have reported when it first started happening.
Is it once time, or is it many times?
Several times that it have happened on different occasions.
Tim, my son, Tim.
No. This incident, the reason it happened was.
I'll deal with my own household first. I always believe that.
Sunday, it was about tea. Day before yesterday morning, I could say, what I can't remember the days now, but I do know the answer. That's what I should have had today. And I went to get some food in the line, and we're working on security. And I merely asked for a cup of tea, because we was on security. But now they said the nurses and other people can come to the ground to the entrance and get tea, because I see the positions in there. But then there's Ruby Johnson is involved. She says she's still a nurse, and they were giving them preferable. It sounded like little, but I mean, it could build up to something worthwhile, small thing, really, because they were making different in them. But, and then other people go down and get whatever they wanted to get. And right behind this, I hated to see it, Mary. Robbie went into the back. And they gave them some a cup of tea.
Well, Ava, is Ava here?
Yep. Mary Chatter. Well, I don't know what she went into the back, and they come out with each one had a cup of tea. Ava had a cup, and then Tim had a cup. And then when I know what she brought out here, but then Mary coming up there. That's the first cup of tea they got. Then when they come up to the next time, Mary brings a cup of tea. She asked her to bring the tea. This didn't bother me so much, but the press.
I was wondering if you could maybe just underline it and, you know, highlight, give us what the charge is. So we can get on. If you're going to give us a charge, you know, tell us what that is, then we can proceed.
Make it.